Jeff, thanks, good morning.
I have had a few days off, but I've still been across the news. And
yes,
there's been some really bizarre things going on this week.
Yep.
Let's start off with Barnaby Joyce.
Oh.
Now, look, whether it was the money or the opportunity to tell their side of the story or simply to get the media off their backs, Barnaby Joyce and Vicky Campion certainly didn't do anything for their cause with their Sunday night interview on Channel 7, in my opinion. Now, she's a media advisor. He's an experienced politician. Communication and damage limitation is engraved in their job descriptions.
You would think so.
You would think so. But the show's screen seemed misjudged, ill-prepared, incoherent and lacking any sort of unified message. Questions about propriety and Ms. Campion being moved to various offices during the scandal were completely ignored, while vision of Mr. Joyce telling reporter Alex Cullen and his partner Vicky that he was the only adult in the room had to be seen to be believed.
Ooh, I hate that so much.
In fact, Queensland National Party, well, some members are already calling for Mr. Joyce not to run at the next election, so it obviously didn't have the desired effect there. And the TV ratings showed people literally switching off by the thousands every minute it was on air. I saw a graph.
Wow.
And you could see as the show went on, the graph just like, you know, like the mountainside, you know.
Yeah.
The Price is Right. Remember the guy that used to climb up the mountain? No,
I don't.
Okay,
sorry.
All right. That was a bad example.
But, like, I've got to wonder if it was a decent investment for Channel 7 as well, because, as you say, like,
yep,
the only people, I mean, that I've sort of spoken to that watched it have been people that, you know, work in the newsroom or deal with news. Like, everybody else who doesn't have to watch it for their job,
yeah,
didn't care.
Yeah.
Like, and that was 150 grand.
Yeah, I've
least.
Had people say to me, oh, I missed it. That's okay.
Don't
watch it because you'll never get that time back again in your life. But no, look, all the big questions that should have been asked weren't asked.
Yeah.
And it was quite embarrassing.
Yeah.
It was cringeworthy.
Yeah. No.
In my humble opinion. Moving on now to all the conspiracy theories about Melania Trump.
Yes.
Now, First Lady Melania Trump reemerged shoulder to shoulder with her husband, Donald Trump, at the head of a conference table at the Federal Emergency Management Agency headquarters in Washington.
Oh, she's back.
Yeah, after nearly a month out of the public eye. She had a little rough patch, but she's doing great, Donald Trump told a meeting of hurricane readiness executives. We're very proud of her. She's done a fantastic job as First Lady, he added. People love her. The country loves her. Thank you, honey. That's a quote from him, not from me. Now, her appearance was the first outside of the White House since May the 10th. Now, in the interim, there have been wild conspiracy theories out there. I've heard everything from the fact that they've separated, divorced. I even read one report that she had been locked in a room.
Oh.
Another that, you know, she was being held hostage. You know, all sorts of crazy things out there. But however, she'd been in the hospital having a kidney procedure.
I mean, I remember having this conversation with, I can't remember who it was the other day, and I didn't realize she'd reappeared. And we were just like, yep, she's probably dead.
Yeah.
Like, she's probably just, she's dead. Like, there's no way. But
well,
she's
back.
Not. I'm glad she's not.
Yeah. So, yes, of course, we don't want to see any ill towards any human being on the planet, do we?
I'm glad she's not a hostage.
Yeah, well, all those conspiracy theorists, sorry, you were wrong, apparently.
Apparently. Well,
we must believe Donald Trump when he says his wife went in for a kidney procedure, mustn't we?
Well, I mean,
yes,
yes,
of course.
Yes, yes.
Everything Donald says is 100% true. We'll keep an eye on that story on second thought. This is what I'm really like. I don't know. I really don't want to actually mention it, but I think I have to because it got so much coverage.
It's the best not news fodder.
It's the notorious poo jogger.
Oh,
he was
this guy.
Dubbed the poo jogger after he was photographed defecating at a Brisbane sidewalk. Now, he was outed as top business executive Andrew McIntosh, a 64-year-old manager of the retirement village Giant Avio. He's also on the Brisbane City Council Board advising on planning issues. Now, he will be infamously remembered now as the poo jogger after being charged with public nuisance. Now, I'm just going to show you this, Tess.
Oh, no, I didn't, I didn't need that photo in my life.
It's a picture of him, let's just say, being caught. This was after a bunch of concerned residents rallied together and caught him out on CCTV footage because of the evidence he was leaving behind. And I don't think we need to go any further.
I saw this post, actually, where they'd taken a photo of, well, he was caught, and someone had just cropped his face out of it, and he was wearing these shoes, which were very distinct. I don't know, I think they were Nike. They had a big N on them. Mm-hmm. But he had these particular shoes on that were very recognisable. And someone had then put it next to a picture of Malcolm Turnbull wearing the exact same shoes while out for a jog.
Yeah.
And someone was like, I'm not going to draw any conclusions here, but check the
shoes.
Oh,
my God.
And obviously it wasn't, but it was just, that made me laugh.
Kind of reminds me of the West Australian politician 10 years ago that was caught smelling seats. And
gross,
I think we should move on, but that story made big news in the tabloids.
Nice.
So, he had this amazing career and was on boards, and he will now be forever remembered for that particular gross act.
The phantom pooper.
Absolutely. Now, look, let's get on to some news that really should have been covered and really wasn't covered anywhere. Iraq. The parliament there has voted to carry out a manual recount of votes cast in last month's legislative elections amid allegations of widespread fraud. MPs also replaced the leadership of the election commission and annulled the votes of overseas and displaced Iraqis. On Tuesday, Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi warned that security agencies had evidence of unprecedented violations. That's a massive story involving a country that has a lot of problems, and I haven't heard it anywhere. Have you heard it?
That's the first I'm hearing of this.
Yet we heard about that
we
man in Brisbane.
We heard about the phantom pooper.
Yeah, so that's pretty much the week as I saw it. And, you know, the Barnaby Joyce thing was probably the most talked about story for all the wrong reasons.
Yeah, not news, Barnaby Joyce, full stop.
And we'll leave it at that.
Thanks, Jeff.
Thanks, Tess.
Jeff Field there, 2SER News Director, with the not news stuff that's making the headlines that perhaps is a little bit questionable at best.